Welcome to the Childcare Business Coach Podcast with Evelyn Knight, where mindset mechanics come together for success. Evelyn Knight is the leader of the ECE revolution and is on a mission to touch 1 million children's lives through the elevation of the ECE community.
Hello and welcome to the Childcare Business Coach Podcast. My name is Evelyn Knight. I thank you so much for taking the time out, your valuable time, to join me and listen to me today. If you're watching live with us, we would love to see you to say good morning. Let us know where you are in the comments. I always love the interaction. As you can tell today, I'm not alone, which is so nice. It's so nice to have a guest, Narmeen Kendall. I will let you introduce yourself, Narmeen, if you want to tell everybody about you.
All right. Thank you, Evelyn, for this opportunity. I am a retired teacher of 26 years. I joined the John Maxwell team 4 years ago, and I am a certified speaker, coach. I also am a national trainer with a program called CTE, which is the Center for Teacher Effectiveness. We also do differentiated learning, and so I have a lot of hats that I wear, and I'm so privileged to be here today.
Yes, and one of my favorite hats that you wear is part of your leadership team with the Maxwell, part of being the certified team with John Maxwell's team. John Maxwell is one of my heroes and somebody I really admire a lot. I've read so many of his books. So that is one of the things I love, that with your work with educators and in this world of just those who pour into children, that you actually have some involvement with John Maxwell's organization of pouring into children as well.
Yes. So I am actually youth certified with the John Maxwell program. So I also do a lot of work in the schools. Last year, I did several different schools where I went in and taught leadership classes to the high school and junior high. We also did something called a behavior analysis with them, which was a really remarkable tool for the teacher and the parent to understand how their child communicates best. And so that gave the teacher a little bit of insight on how that student works best in class, how they manage criticism, how they manage just the way people communicate with them. And so it was just, I had so many aha moments from the teachers as well as the parents saying, wow, this is a tool that is really, really valuable to have.
Yes, absolutely. And I think it's just so important because what we're going to be talking around today is just the overwhelm that people who are caring or educating or educating children are really facing right now. And it's just, it is just overwhelming right now out there in the world of overwhelm. When you and I first talked, I was telling you to get my own hours for the childcare center I own. I did my 24 hours worth of training, and I really tried to focus on mental health because that is my biggest concern for my staff. And just for the early childhood education world, mental health is so big. It is burning out leadership and teachers just in just such an overwhelming amount that it's becoming very hard for this field to hire and retain. And it's almost what has happened. I mean, but pre-COVID, it was hard to be an educator, but post-COVID, it is now so much more difficult, stressful, and the burnout rate is just through the roof. And I was telling you about how I took a bunch of just different courses trying to figure out, like, how can I help more? What can I learn? Is there something I'm not doing and I'm not learning? And to be honest, I was really disappointed. And these are universities and basically the people who have most of the voice out there, but they weren't really acknowledging what's really happening. they weren't really telling us what the crux of the problem is. So you were a teacher. So let's talk a little bit about your stressors and how you basically left the classroom. And now you are kind of doing the opposite end where you are trying to pour into anybody who is working with children. So let's discuss that a little bit.
So my strength is relationships. I build relationships with students as well as with the parents and the other teachers. Where things started to fall apart was a little bit of administration. And so when administration didn't recognize the stress that the teacher was under and just kind of was a little bit callous. Yes. It made it hard to really put your all into your day because you felt like you didn't have the backup. I did work with amazing administrators. I've actually been in several schools. So I've seen both sides, the administrators who did reach out and were supportive. And then the ones that were, okay, well, we'll let you just figure this out. And there's such a disconnect when that happens, when a teacher feels like she's out in or he is out there by themselves on an island. It makes it really hard for them. So I actually jumped out of education. It wasn't because of the students. It was just a lot of the other stuff that I had to work through. And I thought, you know what? The teachers need support. And so I figured out how to support them, how to bring in support to the administrators as well so that they don't feel like I don't know what to do anymore. So it was a win-win situation where the administration is now becoming a stronger leader and the teacher is feeling supported. And so everybody wins. The biggest winners are the students who we're pouring into. And so when there's a happy teacher, there's happy students. And so I have to say that through the Maxwell team, I have had the opportunity to have so much material and so much information that I'm able to go into schools and teach. For instance, last year I taught sometimes you win, sometimes you learn to young kids. And that's a concept that they don't really understand. You know, a lot of times their understanding is, oh, I'm a winner if I win. But other times they also need to know that success comes with losing. Yeah. And so, you know, just motivating, from the top down. So I know a lot of times we go in trying to fix the student and then move up. But no, I go in from the top, from the administration down, because it will trickle down to the student.
Yes. And for my leaders, my podcast mainly targets early childhood education leaders. And so I really want my leaders out there to listen to what Narmina is saying, because we often talk about our burnout. We talk about our struggles, but often we don't see how we are creating our own problems because we're not nurturing our teachers. We're not pouring into our teachers. And I get it. I'm an admin. I know what it's like when you have call out after call out after call out. And for example, I have a staff. I employ about 25 people. And with those 25 people, today I might have this person call out. Tomorrow I have another and another. In my mind, right, as a leader, I'm like, gosh, what is going on? Why is everybody calling? Yeah, it's one thing to me, right? It's I'm dealing with this one problem, which is employees not coming to work. But what we forget to see is that it is a unique situation to that employee, right? And if you really look at patterns of behavior, this one employee, it might be their first time ever calling into work, but to me, I've just dealt with three others. So now I'm angry. I'm bitter. I'm getting, you know, just really upset. And now I project that onto this employee. And then as I'm also angry about other things, I'm projecting all of this onto all my employees. And Narmeen, I'll tell you, when I talk to leaders all the time, and they use such absolute language like, why doesn't my staff ever listen to me? Why don't they ever? They just don't. What happens, and I say it all the time, is just like when you buy a car, right? Let's say you buy a red car. Suddenly, you see all these red cars on the road that you never, ever notice, and you become hyper-focused on the red car. Mm-hmm. Same thing with our employees' behavior. When you have a couple employees who aren't cutting it, all you start seeing is the negative. And you stop seeing that 90% of your employees are doing an awesome job and everything is on task and everything is going the way that you want them to want it to go. But you become so hyper-focused on the 10% that isn't going the way you want it to go, that in your mind, that becomes everyone and everything and all the time. And so you're basically creating your own issues, and then you're projecting onto employees, which leaves them upset, dissatisfied, and then you wonder why your retention rate is not where you want it to be.
So good. Yes. So I was actually thinking as you're talking about something that I did not too long ago about stress management class. Mm-hmm. And so I went in, I did a stress management mastermind. And we talk about the two different stressors, the stress that we can control, of course, and then the stress that we can't control. And sometimes what we can't control overtakes us so much that we don't see any other way out. And I always say, and there is a saying that is out there, whatever we feed grows. So if we're constantly feeding that negative pattern, it's going to grow. People, like you were saying, people will feel it, will start to take it on themselves, actually. It becomes a part of their thinking as well. Yes. Because it becomes so permeating, it permeates every part of the campus. And so whatever you feed grows, but whatever we, you know, starve dies. So if we can take that negative energy and start to diminish it, and yes, it might be, like you said, 10% may be the negative, 90% is the positive. But if we're putting all our energy in that 10% and it's starting to grow and it's getting stronger, well, the positive is now going down and it's becoming almost null and void because we have completely ignored it.
Right. So, absolutely. Yes. But I think the important point to what you are talking about here is that we have created it. Mm-hmm. And so often leaders just don't see how they create their own. They're trapped in this cycle and they don't understand and see how they've created the cycle. I absolutely love that. I don't know if you saw the comment I put on the screen, but I'll put that up really quick. It's this is such an important topic and one we have a hard time talking about in this field. I think in every field that has to do with children, we are not talking about this enough. We are not really just acknowledging the difficulties and what in your opinion is it that is the root cause of all of this? Because this is a nationwide, and I'll tell you, my company, Child Care Business Professionals, has an international customer base. This is an international problem. We're not just seeing it here in the United States. So what do you think is at the crux of it all?
I believe that we don't look at adversity as a catalyst to moving forward. Sometimes we look at adversity as being something to conquer, that we focus on that, but we don't see the adversity as actually a catalyst to move us forward and becoming better. We all have blind spots. Oh, we all do. And when we ignore those blind spots, we really don't have a means of moving forward. So the catalyst here is the adversity. We need to use our adversity to propel us forward, to have an opportunity to better ourselves, to say, okay, so I have this problem. So when I go into a school setting and I meet with an administrator, I work on trying to figure out what the pain points are. And we all understand that. What is the pain point that you are working on right now? What is that focus? So let's unpack that. Let's scaffold it. Let's find a way to support you in that so that now it becomes a catalyst to propel you forward and move you into to becoming a stronger leader because of it. Not to back down, but to move forward in a stronger way. I do the behavior analysis, and I do it with the administrators first, actually, because a lot of times they may not recognize their blind spots. Yes. So let's unfold. Let's unpack what is your blind spot so that we could go ahead and coach you on that. Let's go ahead and move you forward so that you can be the best leader that you can be for the people that you lead.
Yeah. And I 100% absolutely love that not enough people look at their challenges as opportunities, right? And that's something I would really challenge everybody out there. In your mind, change your vocabulary. Stop just, this issue is, or this challenge, or instead of calling it something like, oh, this thing happened again, look at, I have a new opportunity. Because it really, you're so right about that. It is your opportunity for growth. That really is what it is. And a challenge is just an opportunity for growth. So the other thing I want to mention too is from the psychology world, I can tell you when you're upset or disappointed, everything comes down to expectations that were not met. That is it. Mm-hmm. It's so simple that what upsets us, what gets us angry, sad, whatever, it's really that we create expectations in our mind. And those expectations, well, what happens in life isn't exactly what we expected it to. And that is when we get upset and angry because it's just an expectation. So I would also challenge everybody to really look at what expectations are you holding of your teachers? Are they unrealistic? Maybe I think that is a huge problem in our world today that and I think it actually starts with like our government bodies and parents, and then it trickles into the school. So by the time you get to the leadership, it's burning leaders out, but there's this huge unrealistic expectation. And of what our job should be, what we are capable of and what we should do. And there's a lot of assumptions on how we should be able to do it. And basically what it comes down to is this is all on the teacher's backs. These unrealistic expectations of what a teacher is capable to handle is on their backs. And it's just trickling down and they're basically the ones that are getting the brunt of it.
Awesome. Wonderful. Thank you. So I was thinking of the book that I recently did a mastermind with a group, and it's called Everyone Communicates, But Few Connect. So we all communicate, we all know words and we speak them, but it's connection that we are missing.
Yeah.
So there's that truly there's a gap, and we need to bridge the gap between, the words that we're speaking and the connection that we want to make with our teachers.
Yes. Who is that book? Is that
John? It's John Maxwell. So, yeah, Everyone Communicates, Few Connect.
And then I'm actually going to put that on so everybody can see and get that, because that is an amazing book. And I will tell you, those of you watching, if you are listening, if you're listening to the podcast, if you have not read a John Maxwell book, they are next level. One of my all-time favorite books is The 15 Laws of Invaluable Growth. I just read it again. And I can say, like, for me, going into reading it again, I thought, well, this is just such a 101, very basic book. I don't need this book. You know, I am so far beyond this book, right? And that's my thinking. And then I don't know, I just got this feeling I need to read this book again. So I read it again. And I just was like, wow. Wow. I don't care how many times I read that book. I am just wowed by that book. And there is always such a huge nugget of growth. So I'm definitely going to get this book. Everyone Communicates But Few Connect by John Maxwell. It is, his books are just amazing. He is an amazing man with an amazing story. Somebody that he is a leader that is worth following for sure.
I love how you just said what you said about when it's his books can be seemingly 101. So he actually was asked that question one day by someone interviewing him. And they said, so how do you explain how simple your books are? And he said, they may be simple, but they're hard to put into practice.
Yes.
So the simplicity of the message is there, but it's the actual putting it into your life and putting it into practice is what is huge. Challenging.
And I can tell you, if you like a book like The 15 Laws of Invaluable Growth, that one's on my mind since I just finished it about a month ago. If you really do put it into practice, it will change your life. It will absolutely change your life. And I love in the beginning of the book, one of the things I love the best about him too, is he tells you, read one chapter a week. Do not ingest, because he wants to see real growth. And that's something for those of you, I know many of you, when we put the book, Everyone Communicates But Few Connect up there, a lot of you, your first thought is, I don't have time to read a book, but you do have time to read a chapter a week. And I teach time management because I was once in my life, I went through a season where I had to be my husband's full-time nurse while running two companies. And I still had, my son was still at home going to high school. So I'm playing the mom role, full-time nurse, CEO of one company. I was stepping out of being the director of my child care center. And I discovered during that time that we have so much more time than we say we do, but we don't know how to manage our time. And so for those of you who think you don't have time to read a book, I really challenge that. And I can tell you just from personal experience, I used to be that person and I realized, oh, I have time. I just wasted so much time. I didn't even realize I was wasting.
We will prioritize what's important to us. Yeah.
Exactly. And social media is not important. That's the biggest thing I learned, is get social media off of your phone, just select times and put a limit on it, because we have so much time for personal growth and development. So Narmine, I've absolutely loved this conversation. I think it could be just life-changing. I would love to talk to you about doing a workshop for my people, my members at Child Care Business Professionals. The stress management workshop sounds exactly like what we need. So I think when we're done, you and I should talk about that. And for my viewers out there and my listeners, I have put Narmine's contact information in the chat. So it will be in the show notes and in all of the show notes for no matter what platform you're watching. And Narmine, why don't you tell our viewers also how they can get a hold of you?
So I have, I doubt that you can see that. Well, maybe. So I don't know. So I do have a link tree that will give you all the information. I don't know if, so it's Narmine@visionaireleadership.com. Here is my phone number. And you can go ahead and find me there. And you can, I would be glad to hop on the phone with you and see if I can help your organization in any way. Like Evelyn was saying, I do masterminds. I do lots of coaching. So I would be more than happy to help you in any way you need.
And again, all of Narmeen's, her contact information is in the notes.
Okay. So,
but I'm actually
not sure if I had given that to you or not, but
yes, you did. And the card, I actually could see it just fine. So I think you're good. Her website, if you want to learn more, I did link that in the notes. So make sure you go to the notes and get a hold of Narmeen. And I know through Child Care Business Professionals, we will be bringing her in to do some work. So if you're one of my members, you can look forward to doing something once her and I get together and coordinate that. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you for joining Evelyn today. For more information, please visit childcarebusinessprofessionals.com.